They were scenes that haunt the soul. That was how UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon described what aid workers saw when they went into Syria this past week. After months without access, convoys carrying food, medicine, and other humanitarian aid rolled into Syrian towns. Dr. Rajia Sharhan was on one of those convoys. She's a nutritionist with UNICEF. She recounted for us what she saw in the town of Madaya.
When we arrived there, we saw children, we saw adults, mothers, all suffering from malnutrition. They all had visibly wasted. So their bodies were too weak even to move around or to talk because of the lack of nutritious food over a long period of time.
As the convoy drove through the town, children stood on the streets screaming for help. Eventually, Dr. Sharhan and the other aid workers made their way to a building that was being used to care for the sick and the dying.
And then we went into the basement of that makeshift hospital. There was a bed there with two lying children. Both of them had severe acute malnutrition complications. One of them was dying in front of our eyes. I tried to resuscitate that child, but unfortunately, he passed away.
The child next to him was also very weak, says Dr. Sharhan. She could barely get a pulse, but he was able to talk, and he was pleading with her. He wanted to know what happened to the boy who had been next to him.
Did he die? Did he die? I tried to calm that child down.
The doctors were able to get that boy stable.
Now I just learned that that child was, the second one was evacuated outside Madaya to a specialized hospital. So he will live.
He was one of the lucky ones. Dr. Sharhan says there are thousands of Syrians facing starvation as the five-year-long civil war rages. Desperate to get aid to people, the UN is demanding access to these communities.
Syria is under war, and war makes everything difficult, really. But we are advocating strongly and asking all sides to lift siege on all the communities in Syria and provide unimpeded, unconditional, sustained humanitarian access. We deliver the life-saving food and health and nutrition supplies.
Dr. Rajia Sharhan, she's a nutritionist with UNICEF. She was recently with a convoy that delivered aid to the town of Madaya inside Syria.